Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's common sense that sitting at a desk all day long isn't that good for you. It can affect the backs and shoulders, for instance, but it also can affect a bit lower down too. Prolonged sitting can be a contributing factor to erectile dysfunction. We're joined with the podcaster, Dr. Mark Rowe. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
So how can it affect one's nether regions if you're sitting down for a long periods of time?
Well, it's really interesting, Sean, and increasingly we understand how prolonged sitting can have such negative health and well-being consequences. Now, there's nothing wrong with sitting down. It's prolonged sitting, and generally prolonged sitting, Sean, is defined as sitting down for longer than 9 hours a day. And what happens when you're sitting for those long periods of time, you're reducing the circulation to your pelvic area, to your pelvic muscles, to your penis. And that can have a negative impact on your ability to have an erection as a man. It can also lower your energy. It can make you more sluggish. And, you know, you can be more prone to, obviously, to gain weight over time if you're sitting for prolonged periods. That increases the risk of many chronic health conditions, from heart disease to type 2 diabetes. And just as importantly, Sean, I think it's really important to say this. When you're sitting down for a prolonged period of time, it really, you're marinating in that stress hormone cortisol, and that makes us feel more sluggish, and that can dip our mood, reducing our ability to recharge from stress, and perhaps also increasing the tendency towards feeling more anxious and even increasing your risk of developing depression. Now, there have been two fascinating studies done that I'd just like to share with your listeners, Sean. Firstly, and this was a study of 2,000 20-year-old American males who sat for prolonged periods each day, whether it was on their computers, on their phones, watching videos, TV, etc. And it definitely associated with an increased risk of erectile dysfunction. And in Japan as well, they've looked at people with severe erectile dysfunction that also have type 2 diabetes, and sitting time for longer than 9 hours makes that a whole lot worse.
They, but say, you know, if it's decreasing the blood flow, when you stand up again, does the blood not go where it's supposed to go?
Exactly. And, you know, that's such an important point. There's nothing wrong with sitting down. Just don't sit down for too long. And actually, if you can stand up every 30 minutes, you know, that can be like a circuit breaker on stress, getting your circulation going again. And, you know, moving frequently during our day can be so good for us. Many people work in relatively sedentary jobs. They're not lucky enough to be moving around all day, but you can actually actively design your workplace. You might be lucky enough to have a sit-stand desk, but even if you don't, you can literally get out of your chair and stand up every half an hour, set a little reminder, just to literally stretch your legs, get a little glass of water. It acts as a fantastic circuit breaker on stress and stops that cortisol stress hormone from marinating through your system, Sean, potentially clogging up the arteries and reducing your long-term health and vitality. The artery to the penis is, it comes straight off the aorta, which is the main blood vessel from the heart to the body. And it's actually often the first blood vessel that narrows when you're getting cardiovascular disease or narrowing of your arteries throughout your body. So if you're a man and you're developing difficulty in terms of erectile dysfunction, it's very important not just to go online and buy Viagra or whatever. Go to your doctor and get this checked out properly, because it may be a very early warning sign that things aren't altogether as good as they should be under the bonnet, as it were.
God says that there could be something more profound happening.
Exactly. It could be an early sign of heart disease. It could be an early sign of other metabolic abnormalities like type 2 diabetes, raised cholesterol, raised blood fat. If you're a smoker and you haven't been able to stop, it could be a sign that, you know, that you're getting hardening and narrowing of that blood vessel from the adverse effects of smoking. You know, too much alcohol. I mean, as I say about alcohol, Sean, it can be a good servant, but it's definitely a very bad master.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd often see guys, you know, they come into me and, you know, they've got what's called, what you might call brewer's droop. You know, they go out on a Saturday night, but they drink too much. They're not able to perform. And it's really, the alcohol, of course, can be such a depressant drug. and sedating you and preventing you from being at your best. So, you know, there's lots of reasons why somebody might be getting erectile dysfunction. But what I really would like to say, Sean, is that is to stress the positive. I mean, I think it's great you're talking about this topic, because when I started as a GP 30 years ago, it was such a taboo area. And often when people present with erectile dysfunction, they don't come in and say, you know, Mark, you know, I'm having difficulties there. It comes up in the context of a long-standing relationship with your doctor, where there's a lot of trust. And, you know, as a doctor, you'll often ask, you know, how is everything down there? Just as we'll often ask now about somebody's mental health, you ask it. People won't often raise it as an issue. But you can get successful treatment. And, you know, the best treatment of all generally is simple positive lifestyle changes. You know, simply standing for 10 minutes and moving for 10 minutes can begin to improve your physical health. Going up 5 flights of stairs a day can reduce your risk of heart attack long term, Sean, by 20%. Even doing a bit of exercise around the house, whether it's basic household chores, hoovering, cleaning, doing the dishes. We call that non-exercise activity thermogenesis, NEAT. That type of neat exercise is also a brilliant way to burn calories and get you feeling fitter and stronger. Improving your diet, getting more colour into your diet, learning to recharge properly from stress, and having great positive relationships in your life. And of course, being aware of the potential downsides of too much drink and the downsides of other illicit substances like marijuana and cigarette smoking can make a world of difference, not just for your erections, but really your erections in many ways, I suppose, are a biomarker for nearly everything else that's going on in your life as a man. If you're suffering from toxic stress, your erections might be the first thing to go. If you're out of shape physically, your erections might start to diminish off. But it's never fatal or final. There's always help available. And these little early warning signs that we get sent, really, if we pay attention through awareness and know our bodies and know what's wrong, we can get appropriate help and we can reap the rewards of longer term better health and well-being. Sean, isn't that what it's all about?
Why would somebody become stressed from sitting down? Why does that fill the body full of stress hormones? Because you could be sitting down, you know, watching something you enjoy or playing a game or, you know, talking on the phone to somebody, having a grand old time. Why would it be necessarily stressful to the body?
Well, that's a great question. And so, of course, if you are sitting down having a grand old time and a great conversation, that isn't necessarily stressful. But prolonged sitting, you know, we're born to move. And, you know, if you're not moving enough, it means that the stress hormones that we normally produce through our body aren't being burned up. So they start to accumulate and increase in number, as it were, in the body. And that causes cellular inflammation. That causes an increase in your blood sugar, and it can cause damage to the lining of your blood vessels. So it's really, there's nothing wrong with stress per se, but it's not recharging from stress that's the biggest issue. And in today's world, modern life, many, many people are suffering from toxic stress for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah. Also, I mean, it's been a phenomenon for some years, seeing fellas in Lycra riding around on bicycles. If you do a lot of that, can have that have the same effect on that very important vein that travels to the penis?
That's a great question. And, you know, exercise, I call it the greatest pill of all. And many, particularly middle-aged guys, love to cycle and they get all the relationship benefits from cycling. They're having fun, they're outdoors, they're exercising. But it's interesting you say that, because some guys who sit on a bicycle saddle, it can impact the quality of their erection. So it could be a reason why somebody might be getting erectile issues who's a keen cyclist. And in that case, perhaps adjusting the saddle or changing the saddle type you use may be the answer.
Yeah. One of our listeners says, at what ages were the test subjects in the studies that you cited? If this is happening when they're in their 20s, then alarm bells. But if they're in their 60s, is it an issue really? Because things might, you know, fall off naturally, pardon the pun.
Oh, what an insightful point. Now, the American study, they were aged about 20 years of age, so they were only young kids, really, probably in college mainly. And the study in Japan I mentioned, they were older. They had type 2 diabetes. They were middle-aged. But you've raised a very important point. One in every two men aged 70 and older suffers from erectile dysfunction. 35% of men aged 60 suffer from erectile dysfunction. But it's not about age per se. In other words, we shouldn't just say, just because you're 70, it's all falling off and you should just accept that. No, you know, that's I believe that's ageist. And age in many ways is only a number, and we can all improve our health span and add, you know, quality lived experience to our lives through positive lifestyle changes at every age. So, you know, I don't think that we should just accept that just because you're 70 or even 80 or older. I mean, I have a patient of mine, she's 96 and she's still independent and driving. You know, there's no reason why people can't live a healthy, full, engaged, active life in every sense of that word, right through the decades.
Yeah, absolutely. All the things we've been talking about, does it equally apply to women as well? If you're sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, that it can it can increase your pelvic floor, your sexual desire, all that kind of stuff.
I think absolutely, and of course for women as well. Women have the added challenge. That for many women, you know, they go through the child bearing years, and then with the challenges of menopause and so on, they often get some natural weakening or extra strain on the pelvic floor muscles, which can weaken. So having strong pelvic floor muscles as a woman is very, very important. And there are specific exercises they can do for that. But again, it just getting back to this very simple but important message, Sean, that let's all move as much as we can. Every step counts, and there's nothing wrong with sitting down. Just don't sit down too long.
Yeah. Mark, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the podcaster, author, Dr. Mark Rowe there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.